So let's review. Our next mission discusses the halacha of sidur halechem abezichin b'Shabbos. Generally, fresh lechem upon them and bezich levoinim must be placed on the shulchan every Shabbos and remain there for 7 days until the following Shabbos, when they are removed and replaced with fresh loaves and levoinim. The old bezich levoinim are burned on the mizbech, and the lechem upon them are then distributed to the gehanim to be eaten. And the mission discusses three cases in which the lechem or bezichin were placed or removed in the wrong times. Sidur halechem b'Shabbos, v'sabezichin l'achar Shabbos, v'hikdur sabezichin b'Shabbos. If only the lechem upon them were replaced on Shabbos, while the bezichim were replaced after Shabbos, i.e. on Sunday, and the new bezichim were burned on the following Shabbos. Psula, vein chayev nalei mishon pigol neisav b'tamei. The lechem is disqualified, and if the lechem became pigol neisav b'tamei, one who eats from the lechem does not get karas, because as Rashi explains, the mechuz is manhu, shlohoy ala shulchan ala shishayam. The haktaras ha-bezichin is possible because the bezichin were on the shulchan for only 6 days, less than the required time, and therefore they do not accomplish a heter achila for the lechem. And Rashi adds that in this case, Yev shul esakin yanchen l'shabbos haba, tekim the lechem nister kedina b'shabbos, ein yochal ha-shoysen ela ad shabbos rishayna. There's no solution for the lechem and bezichin to remain on the shulchan until the following Shabbos, as the Mishnah describes later, because since the lechem was placed on the shulchan the previous Shabbos in this proper time, it already acquired kedushas haguf from the shulchan, and the lechem would become possibilina after the current Shabbos. The Mishnah continues, Sidur es alechem es bezichin b'shabbos, v'hikdur es bezichin la'achar Shabbos. And both the lechem upon them and the bezichim were replaced on Shabbos. But the new bezichim were burned on Sunday after spending only 1 day on the shulchan. Psula, ben chayav nalei mishon pigol neisav b'tamei. The lechem is possible because since the haktaras bezichim was in the wrong time, they are possible and do not accomplish a heter achila for the lechem. Sidur es alechem es bezichim la'achar Shabbos, v'hikdur es bezichim b'shabbos psula. If both the lechem upon them and the bezichim were replaced after Shabbos, and the bezichim were brought on the following Shabbos, the lechem is possible because the mechuz is manhu, shlohoya ala shulchan ela shishayam. However, in this case, there is a remedy. Ketzad yasa, yanachen la Shabbos haba. Shafer lehi ala shulchan yom rab mei mekach klom. They should leave the lechem and bezichin on the shulchan until the following Shabbos, in total 13 days, and the bezichin are then burned on the mizbech and the lechem is kosher. And in this case, the lechem and bezichin do not become possible in for staying on the shulchan longer than 7 days, because as Rashi explains, the kibin delay nesad b'Shabbos in the shulchan mekacher. Since the lechem and bezichin were placed onto the shulchan in the wrong time, they do not acquire kedushas haguf and do not become pasabalina. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa of Avud Rebavan that is related to the Mishnah's third case. Mincha shenikmetza balayla teitzu lebeis ha-sreifa. A mincha whose kmitza was done at night instead of the day is pasal and must be burned with the psulei mikdash. The Gemara asks, mincha efshad mahadu kaimetz l'duchte b'kametz b'imama. Why does the mincha become pasal? Why can't they simply return the kaimetz into the original mincha and redo the kmitza when daytime arrives? The answer is klisharis mekachin shle bezman, because as soon as the first kmitza was done at night and put into a klisharis, it acquires kedushas haguf, even though the mincha is pasul, and this makes the rest of the mincha to be considered shirayim, and it cannot be undone. The Gemara questions this concept in the Mishnah's third case: sidur es alechem es bezichin achar Shabbos, v'hikdur es bezichin b'Shabbos psula. And the Mishnah rules yanachen al Shabbos haba. The lechem upon them can remain on the shulchan until the next Shabbos, because since the lechem is put on in the wrong time, they do not acquire kedushas haguf and they do not become pasabalina. Now, if klishar is mekachin shle bezmanin, then likdush v'lifsel, even in the wrong time, the lechem should acquire kedushas haguf from the shulchan and become pasabalina. The Gemara explains that the brisa of Avud Rebavan hold laila im mechuz zman. The night before a korban is to be brought is not considered mechuz zman, because the night is part of the next day. And the reason the korban cannot be brought at night is merely because of the halacha of bayim tzavaisoi, which teaches that all korbanos must be brought during the day. Therefore, in the Braisa's case of mincha shenikmetza balayla psula, because since the mincha can be brought the next morning, the kaimetz acquires kedushas haguf on the preceding night. However, yayim mechuz zman, a korban brought a day or more before it is fit to be brought, is mechuz zman, because it's before its time. Therefore, in the Mishnah's case of lechem upon him, yenechen el Shabbos haba, because since the lechem upon him was placed on the shulchan on Sunday, it does not acquire kedushas haguf. The Gemara asks, however, according to this reasoning, kimati leil yedibei shimshi likdish v'lifsel. If the lechem upon him was left on the shulchan until the next Shabbos, it should acquire kedushas haguf on the first Friday night, because laila einam mechuz zman, and then become pasabalina. The Gemara offers two approaches. Rava says, b'shakadim b'silik. Indeed, the lechem must be removed before Friday night, and then returned to the shulchan on Shabbos day. Rav Ashi says, even if the lechem is not removed, it does not become kaddishly pasul Friday night, because kibin the sidra shleikim mitzvase, nasa kemisha sidra hakoif. Since the lechem was placed on the shulchan when it was mechuz zman, it is considered as if koif shesidra, a monkey, placed it there, in which case it's not considered a sidr, and does not acquire kedushas haguf at all from the shulchan. Zakta Mishnah. Shtei alechem necholis, ein pachis mishnayim ulo yisa ashleisha. The shtei alechem brought on Shavuos are eaten only 2 or 3 days from when they were baked, but not earlier nor later. And the Mishnah explains, Ketza nefes merav yamtiv, necholis biyamtiv lishnayim. Generally, the shtei alechem would be baked erav yamtiv, and eaten on yamtiv on the second day. Chal yamtiv lis achar Shabbos necholis lishleisha. If yamtiv falls on Sunday, and erav Shabbos, erav yamtiv is Shabbos, the shtei alechem must be baked 1 day earlier on erav Shabbos, and they're eaten on yamtiv on the third day. Similarly, lechem aponim nechel ein poches mitisha v'lo yisrael achadasa. The lechem aponim are eaten between 9 and 11 days from when they were baked, but not earlier nor later. And the Mishnah explains, Ketza nefa me'er v'shabbos v'nechel b'shabbos letisha. Generally, the lechem aponim were baked on Friday and eaten on the following Shabbos, the 9th day. Chal yamtiv liyis erev Shabbos, nechel asara. If yamtiv fell on Friday, the lechem aponim must be baked 1 day earlier on Thursday and are eaten on the following Shabbos, the 10th day. Shnei yamtiv shel Rosh Hashanah, nechel le'echadasa. If the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fell on Thursday and Friday, the lechem aponim must be baked 1 day earlier on Wednesday, and they're eaten on the following Shabbos, the 11th day. And the reason for this is because of Ein Adoich Elohis HaShabbos Elohis Yomtim. The baking of the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim does not override Shabbos and Yomtim because the baking can be done beforehand. Mishum Gamlila and Mishum Rishum Ben Askan, Adoich Es Yomtim Ve'Ein Adoich Es Yomtim. The baking of the Lechem Aponim does override Yomtim, but not Yom Kippur. The Gemara applies our Mishnah to the Machlekes of Nedarim and Nedavim is Kriv Meyamtiv, where the voluntary Karbanis may be brought on Yomtiv. Ravina says, L'divi ha'imr Nedarim and Nedavim ain't Kriv Meyamtiv. According to the opinion that Nedarim and Nedavim may not be brought on Yomtiv, Loi Temer Rabban Hu Degazu Shlo Yasha. This is not merely exer Jabbanis so that one shall not intentionally push off all his Karbanis until Yomtiv, and he might transgress the Isser Bal Ta'acha. Rather, Ele Medai Reisa Nami Lechazu. The Nedarim and Nedavim may not be brought Medai Reisa, because the heter eichal nefesh yamtiv that one may do a malacha for eating purposes does not apply to karbanis, because the pasuk of eichal nefesh states, ach asher yochel lechol nefesh ulevadi yas lachem, the exclusive word lachem teaches lachem ulei likvaya. The Torah only allows cooking for your own needs, but not for the needs of a karban that can be brought before yamtiv. And this is proven from our Mishnah's halacha of shtei halechem dechebes hayemhu, b'lek lemeim ashem yasha. The shtei halechem can only be brought on yamtiv, and therefore there's no concern for shlo yasha. Nevertheless, the Mishnah rules, Ein Adeiche Es Yamtiv, their baking may not be done on Yamtiv because there is no heter Eichel Nefesh Ligvoya. Hanulach Perek Shtei Halechem, where Baruch Hashem completed the 11th Perek of Masechtas Menachos, and will begin the 12th Perek of Menachos Vanasachem in the next Shir Be'ezus Hashem.